1 Chronicles chapter 12. And these were those who came to David in Ziklag, while he was still being constrained because of Saul, the son of Kish. And they were among the warriors who were helpers in the war, armed with a bow, right and left-handed with stones, and arrows from the bow, from Saul's brothers, from Benjamin. The head was Ahiezer, as were Joash, the sons of Shema'ah the Gibeathite, and Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, and Barakah, and Jehu the Anathothite, and Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a warrior among 30, and in charge of the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jehaziel, and Johanan, and Jozabad the Gaderathite, Eluzai, and Jerimoth, and Be'eliah, and Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Harophite, Elkanah, and Jishiah, and Azarel, and Joazer, and Jashob-am, the Korhites, and Joelah, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham from Gedor. And from the Gadites, men detached themselves to David in the fortification in the desert, men who were valiant warriors, men of the army of warfare, handling shield and spear, whose faces were like a lion's face, and who were like gazelles on the mountain in speed. Ezer the head, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These, who were of the sons of Gad, were heads of the army, a junior one over 100 and a senior one over 1,000. These are they who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it flooded all its banks, and they put all the inhabitants of the valleys to flight eastwards and westwards. And some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came up to David's fortification. And David went out to confront them, and he addressed them and said to them, "If you have come to me in peace to assist me, my heart will be united with you. But if you have come to betray me to my adversaries, with there being no violence on my part, may the God of my fathers see it and convict it." Then a spirit invested Amasai, a head of 30, and it said, "We are for you, David, and with you, son of Jesse. Peace, peace be to you, and peace to your helpers, for your God has helped you." Then David accepted them and appointed them among the heads of the troop. And some men of Manasseh defected to David when he came with Philistines against Saul in the war. But they did not help them, for the barons of the Philistines sent him away by counsel and said, "He will defect to his master Saul at the cost of our heads." When he went to Ziklag, these defected to him from Manasseh: Adnah and Jozabad and Jidiael and Mikael and Jozabad and Elihu and Zelothai, heads of thousands who were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the hostile troop, for they were all valiant warriors, and they became commanders in the army. For at that time, day by day, they would come to David to help him until it became a great camp, like a camp of God. And these are the numbers of the heads of the army's armed soldiery. They came to David in Hebron to direct Saul's kingdom to him, according to the pronouncement of the Lord. The sons of Judah, who bore a shield and spear, 6,800 armed soldiers. From the sons of Simeon, valiant warriors in the army, 7,100. From the sons of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada, the leader of the sons of Aaron, and with him 3,700 men. And Zadok, a lad, a valiant warrior. And his paternal house, 22 commanders. And from the sons of Benjamin, Saul's kin, 3,000. Up to this point, the majority of them having been guards in the guard duty of Saul's house. And from the sons of Ephraim, 20,800 valiant warriors, men of fame of their paternal house. And from half of the tribe of Manasseh, 18,000 men who were specified by name to go and make David king. And from the sons of Issachar, who were knowledgeable in timely tactics, so as to know what Israel should do, their heads who were 200 in number, and all of whose brothers were at their command. From Zebulun, those who went out in the army equipped for war with every weapon of war, 50,000 men fit to take up position without wavering. And from Naphtali, 1,000 commanders, and with them, with shield and spear, 37,000. And from the Danites, those equipped for war, 28,600. And from Asher, those who went out in the army, equipped for war, 40,000. And from the other side of the Jordan, from the Reubenites and the Gadites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, with all weaponry of the army of warfare, 120,000. All these warfaring men, who took up position in battle formation, went wholeheartedly to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. And also all the rest of Israel was unanimous in making David king. And they were there with David for 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brothers had prepared it for them. And also those who were related to them, to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys and on camels and on mules and on oxen, food, flour, pressed fig cake, raisin cake, wine and oil, and oxen and small cattle in abundance, for there was joy in Israel.